Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Chav Beis. We're holding at the very top of the Yamid where the Gemara is quoting from the Maisa of the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. So let's look back at the Mishnah of yesterday. That is the second Mishnah towards the bottom of the Yamid, where the Mishnah told us. Why don't we learn the whole Mishnah so we're back into the swing of things? So the Mishnah, Ben Shanira Be'elil, Ben Shaloi Nira Be'elil. Whether or not the Levana was seen crystal clearly, the word Elil means clearly. Whether it was seen clearly, not seen clearly, Mechal and Olav is a Shabbos. So if you have two Edom that saw the Levana, and they say to themselves, there are bound to be many other people that saw this Levana. It's so beautiful, it's so clear. Be Mechal Shabbos and go to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's crystal clear, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Why? There are bound to be other people. But of course, if everybody says that there are bound to be other people, then everybody's going to go. And the Gemara tells us, and the Mishnah tells us a story, more than 40 pairs of Edom were all traveling to Yerushalayim on Shabbos, and they were being Mechal Shabbos, which we're allowed to do. The Mishnah said at the top of the Yomid, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's what they were doing. The Ikvam Rav Akiva Balut, when they came to Lut, Rav Akiva said, Shein Genuk, we've already had 40 pair being Mechal Shabbos. Stop! Genuk, we don't need anymore. Shalach Rav Gamliel, Im Akiv Atar Sarab, if you're going to do that, you know what's going to happen? Nimtis Machshil Liyasad Lovay, next month or 2 months from now, the same Edom or other Edom are going to see the moon very, very beautifully and very clearly, and they'll say, what's the purpose? Rav Akiva is going to stop us anyway. There are bound to be another 100 Edom. Presumably many people in Yerushalayim saw it. I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos and that. So therefore, Rav Gamliel said, Loi Plug, if you saw the Levana, even though it's Shabbos, go be Mechal Shabbos, no problem. As you recall from the previous Mishnah, initially this referred to all 12 months, and subsequently, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, they decided only to Nisan and Tishrei. Shkaya.
So and last time we learned, you mentioned was that the Mechal Shabbos on the Tchum.
We were talking about that.
Okay.
Mi'at Hashem at the bottom of the Yomid. Zok the Moravayt. Zok the Mishnah. Zok the Chof Beis Omer Aleph top line. Ma'as Hashobr Yosim Eboyim. Zok the Ikvon Reb Akiva. Tanya, in the price it says Omer Reb Yehuda. Chas V'sholem Shereb Akiva Ikvon. Reb Akiva was ma'akav them. El Shezefer Roish Shogeder Ikvon. It was Zefer. Mayor Zephyr, he was the mayor of Geder, he was the one that held them back. Not Rav Akiva. B'sholach Rav Gamliel, v'yiridu migdulasei. Rav Gamliel went and sent a tshuva, you should not have done that. And ultimately what happened was, he was deposed, or he had to resign from the mayoralty, and they had to get a new mayor. That's the end of the story. Now on the surface it would seem that the Mishnah and the Braisa are at odds. Because our Mishnah tells us that it was Rabbi Kiva, and it was in Lud, and the Braisa says it wasn't Rabbi Kiva, it wasn't Lud, it was Zephyr, it was in Geder, etc. So it would appear, and that's how some Mepharshim learn. Other Mepharshim learn, no, that the Braisa is accurate when we're talking about Zephyr. However, Rabbi Kiva lived not far away in Lud, and as you recall from the Gemara that we had, about Rav Loza ben Azariah, Rav Loza ben Azariah, that the Mishnah said about Rav Loza ben Azariah that his Parah was walking on Shabbos with a ribbon around its horns, and the Chacham felt that this was not a Tachshit and it was a Masui, and what Rav Loza ben Azariah did was wrong, and they disagreed. And then the Gemara says Rav Loza ben Azariah only had one animal. Only one parah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, every single year, thousands of animals he would give for Ma'asa Behema. And so therefore the Gemara says that since he wasn't Moicha, we call it Al Shemoi. Rabbi Kiva being a close shochin of that lady that owned the parah, he should have been Mocha. And therefore they want to say the same thing applies over here too. That Rabbi Kiva should have been Mocha against Zephyr Roish Shogeder. Since he was not Moicha, that's why the Mishnah attributes it as if he was the one that caused this act of stopping the Edom from going to Yerushalayim.
What's Mocha mean?
Mocha means from a Russian Macho'a. Macho'a means to protest and to say no.
Abstain.
Right. Not to abstain, because your Mocha means that you actively take a position against what
protest
those people do.
And
you make a Macho'a. In Eretz Yisrael, when they want to make a Hafkana, they call it also Macho'a. They're being Mocha, they are protesting and complaining against, etc., what people are doing. Yes?
Is there still a town called Gedder?
I have no idea. You wanted to ask something?
Yeah, Mendy. We were talking yesterday.
Okay. So Mendy sent me an email last night. In the email, he brought Hashem his own Gemara, the Gilyonis in his Gemara, where Mendy wrote either 7.5 years ago, or 15 years ago, or 22.5 years ago, or 30 years ago, in one of the previous Machzorim, Hashem the Chiddush Yerim, that Chiddush Yerim says that what the story is the following. Both of them are accurate. Both what it says in the Mishnah about Rabbi Kiva, and what it says about Zefer Rosh Shel Gedem. The Oilam came to, we're going to Gedem. And Rabbi Kiva and Zefer, the head of Gedder, wanted to stop them in Gedder. However, Rabbi Kiva was, Gedder was closer to Yerushalayim than Lut. So Rabbi Kiva figured, why should they stop them in Gedder? And therefore they'll be Mechal Shabbos even more. Let me stop them already in Lud, so that they'll be Mechal Shabbos less. Because I know what Zephyr is going to do. That's his policy. And therefore, we'll stop them before we get to the border of Gedder, even earlier.
The Gedder of Gedder.
They made a Gedder before they came together. And so therefore, that's why both of them are being criticized. Both, not Rabbi Kiva not being criticized, but Rabbi Gamliel was Mochahi, protested against Rabbi Kiva, and he said what you did was incorrect, even though Rabbi Kiva, what you were doing is totally the Shem Shemaim, because you're trying to help the situation because you knew what Zephyr is going to do. But please let the Edom go, let Zephyr should let them go, you should let them go, we shouldn't have any qualms about this because it's Mutter on Shabbos L'chadchila, no problem.
It actually makes a lot of sense, because if he removed Zephyr from office, then Rabbi Kiva was no longer obliged, in anticipation of it, to inhibit people from going.
Perfect. Excellent. On to the next mission. Zok the mission. Avu b'noi shiro. Good, Mendy. Good. Thank you. Shkoyach. On to the mission. Zok the mission. Avu b'noi shiro. Is achoydesh. Yelchu. What happens is both a father and a son saw the new Levana. They both want to testify. We all know a father and a son are apostle, the Edus, when they go and testify together. Nevertheless, Yelchu, they should go on Shabbos, and Yimachal Shabbos. Why lo shem mitzdarf in zem zeh? Not that we're going to accept the two Edom together, the father and the son. Elishim Yipasel Echem Yen. What happens if, when they start asking him all the questions, exactly how did you see the Levana, and he might trip up? Now, our Gemara today doesn't go into it, but Mitzvah we're going to have in the next few days, that they would go and say, exactly how did you see the Levana? Was the crescent to this direction, to that direction? Was it higher on the horizon? Was it low on the horizon? And we'll see that Rabbi Gamliel had a whole bunch of diagrams and a whole bunch of different models. Anyway, so just in case one of them goes and trips up on the questions, so we should have at least the other one available to mitzaref with somebody else. Because after all, if 40 pir of Edom are going to come, so they'll be able to go and be mitzaref with somebody else. So have both of them go, even though they cannot be mitzaref. But Reb Shimon Oimer, Avu Benoi V'chol HaKroivim K'sherim Li Eidus HaChoydesh. Reb Shimon says, no. Eidus HaChoydesh is different than any other Eidus. Any other Eidus involving, for instance, money matters, or Chas HaShalom Dina Nefashis, those things you can't have Avu Benoi. But Eidus HaChoydesh you can have Avu Benoi. Why? We'll see Mitchum Apostik as soon as we get into the Gemara.
So one of the Zub is possible to call it, we say that by every Chasana.
The what?
The one is possible, so we say to the exclusion of all. Correct. So now we have an Av and a Ben, they're going to create the possible the whole cot.
They're not coming as part of a whole group. They're only coming as an Av and Benel.
Maybe there's 40 groups and there's
they're not coming as a group. They're not nominating as
a Echad Paso over.
If all 40 would it be together at one time, all being made, then you're right. Here we're talking about that they took each cut individually, and they asked each one, what do you say? And they said, okay, Av is no good because you gave the wrong answers. The Ben gave great answers. Ben, you stick around. Av, you go back to the Smedish and learn the Dav, and then we'll wait for the next cut, until we get two together.
We learned in Sanhedrin many years ago that when Edom see, they have to see together, they have to be together. Mm-hmm. How can we take one person of a group separate them?
Don't steal his question.
Yeah. It's okay. They're all questions the Gemara has already asked. I have no proprietary
rights. If I'm not mistaken, that Gemara that you're referring to, there's a machloikis, and you're right. there is a Tana that holds, as you say, that they have to see it exactly. They have to see each other. Right.
And so if one is, you can't, as it were, split them off, as it were.
But I don't think that that's the majority opinion. And even if it were, you could have 40 Katav Edom all standing there together. They should all go. You're going to say, why? I mean, if they're all standing together, they see each other. Well, could you see that one of them can mess up, like Rashi says, Shim Yipossel, second line, Yikoshel Bepiv Kishiv Dekul, Kiddel, come on. They're going to start asking a bunch of questions, and he's going to say, Da, Ba, Ma, Shma, and he won't know what the answer is. And therefore, send them all.
Rabbi Gamliel's contention, let them all go.
And let them all go, exactly. Let my people go. They should go on Shabbos to go and allow the Bez Nagodl to be Makadish, the brand new Chayish. Anyway, so the Tanakhama said, let them go, not that they can be mitzvahed together, but the mitzvahed is somebody else. Reb Shimon Omer, Avu Benoi V'chol HaKrim K'shem Li Eidus HaChodesh. Reb Shimon says Eidus HaChodesh is different than all other Eidusim, even Kroivim. You can even have two brothers, you can have a father and a son, no problem. There is no problem. Legabi Eidus HaChodesh. Reb Yossi, I'll tell you a story. Reb Yossi, as we'll see, holds like the Tanakhama and not like Reb Shimon. What's the story with Reb Yossi? Reb Yossi, Ma sebetovius aroyfe, shiro'o es ha-chodesh b'Yerushalayim. To his doctor, Tovia saw the brand new Levona in Yerushalayim. Who? Who benoi the Avdi Meshuchar. He and his son and his Eved who was freed, which means the Eved had a status like a ger, like a regular Jew. V'kibu ha-kihanim oyisibies benoi u'posluis avrei. So, it's not crystal clear who these Kohanim were, but this seems to be kind of a preliminary panel prior to getting to the Beis Din HaGadol, that they do some initial inquiries, because you have to fill out some forms. They didn't fill it out on Shabbos, I'm sure, but they asked them a whole bunch of regular questions. And those Kohanim said, you know what? Oyseves Benoi is okay, because we hold like Reb Shimon. Father and son, no problem. Apostles out there, but the Eved was no good. For whatever reason, again, our Mishnah doesn't tell us the reasons why. It could be like Rashi said before, that they asked him a bunch of questions and he didn't know how to answer the questions vis-a-vis the Levona on the horizon, and therefore he was disqualified. Ukshivolifnei Bezdin, however, when they came down in front of the Bezdin HaGadol, this is now the final forum where they have to go and give their testimony. Kiblu Oisavias Avdoi Upostle as Benoi. They said Oisavias Avdoi is fine, but Benoi is no good. And the Gemara assumes that the reason why Benoi was no good is because, like the Tanakhama holds, that you cannot be mitzaref Oisavias Benoi because Kroivim are apostle the ages. So therefore, we have a Machloikis in our Mishnah, the Tanakhama, together with Rabbi Yossi, together with the Master Shehoyeh by the Besin. The Gemara will assume that the Kahanim erred in saying that Oisavias Benoi is Kusha. Rather, Oisavias Benoi is no good, like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. And therefore, there's a machloikis in our Mishnah between Tanakhama, and on his side you have Rabbi Yossi with his Master Shehoyeh, and the other side you have Rabbi Shimon, whether or not Oisavias Benoi is kosher for Eidus HaChodesh. Is good? Zokimar, Amrav Levi, my time at Reb Shimon, where's Reb Shimon coming from? I know all other Eidus and you can't use Kroivin. Tachsid, it says, possibly, Yemer Shema Moshe, with a harem, the Eretz with time. Lamer, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. This is the drush I think Mendy was referring to back on Friday. Eidus Zuta Hekesher Bachem. What do we mean? Kodesh Baruch was speaking to Moshe and to Haran. Does anybody know whether there was a relationship between Moshe and Haran?
It's proof from here that they were brothers.
Yeah, proof from here.
And it's during the time of the Kerev of Shimon.
Oh, you see that? So Moshe and Haran were brothers, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, HaKodesh Zeh Lachem, Eidah Zut Tehei Ksheir Bachem. Even though you're brothers, you two together can go and testify. You could be the Eidim, you could be the Dayanim. In other words, there is no psul of kurva when it comes to Eidah HaKodesh. Rabbana, what did Rabbana do that disagree with Reb Shimon and his Tanakhama? Eidizutahei Masura Lochem. What does that mean? Says Rashi, we don't allow Kiddush HaChodesh to be done just by any three rabbis. They gotta be major league rabbis. These gotta be Chashuvei Hadar, says Rashi in the fourth line, Tei Masura Lochem. Chashuvei Hadar ani Moiser Shiyakabu Eidiz V'yikadshu HaChodesh V'loi V'hachshe Kroivim. But it's not talking about Lochem, two brothers. It's talking about two great grand rabbis like Moshe Naharin, but Avada Navada, Eidiz HaChodesh, you still need proper kosher Eidim, Kroivim don't work. So you have machloikis how we dash in the word lachem. fine. Now the Gemara says, "Om Rav Yosi, Maas B'Tivya Roifei, Om Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Hilchas Halachas like Rav Shimon that Kroivim are kosher the Eidus Achish." Om Le Rav Huna Le Rav Chanan Bar Rava. When Rav Huna heard this, he said to Rav Chanan Bar Rava, "Rav Yosi, Umaisa." The Atam is Hilchasa Kareb Shimon. First of all, we have Rabbi Yosi in the Mukayimai, like you said. Number two, he's telling us a Maaseh Shehaya, so he's being made. This is not just theoretical halacha, this is practical halacha. I was there, I saw, I heard.
It was Yushalayim, it was before the Churban, but Rabbi Yosi was much later.
Okay, well, it could be the district place after the Churban, because remember the previous Mishnah, Ashnei Chadosh Mechalim Sashavas on this about Tishrei, that nowadays, so therefore the first part of the Mishnah is talking about after Churban Beis HaMikdash, and this continued on. The Art Scroll brings, I think, until the year 238 or something like that of the Common Era, they were still being Mekadosh HaKodesh al-Pi Re'iya, and obviously the Beis Din was no longer in Yerushalayim, everything was in Golus, but they continued it. And then ultimately then Hill, of course, came and gave us the wonderful calendar that we have. Beginning back to our Gemara, so, Frank Gemara, how can you pass on like Reb Shimon? If we have Reb Yosi Nemuka Imai, we have Amas Shoya, we have the Tanakama, hey, what's going on? Oh, Maloy. So now Rav Chanan Bar Rava is responding. But Zimnan Sagian Amris Kamei Derav Hilchos Akrib Shemulei Amali Balei Midi. I used to say this in the good old days when Rav was still around. I used to go and say that Halacha is like Reb Shimon, and he never criticized me. All of a sudden, a new door comes up, Ashla Yoda Es Yosef, and they're now criticizing me. Amalei, he said, do me a favor, Heichi Teresa, can you repeat to us exactly how you repeated it in front of Rav? Amalei Ibcha, so he repeated our Mishnah, but he reversed the Man Diyamrim. In other words, when it came to Reb Shimon, he said Reb Yosi. When it came to Reb Yosi, he said Om Reb Shimon. And therefore, in truth, he was paskening not like Reb Shimon, he was passing like Reb Yosi, in the guise, in the masquerade of Reb Shimon, but really you're saying like Reb Yosi, that this Maaseh Shehaya is emes v'yatziv, and therefore you cannot accept the kroivim. Amalei, mishim hachi le'yamad chavamidi, and now I understand why Rav didn't criticize you, because Rav Taka holds that the psak is like Reb Yosi, and like that Maaseh Shehaya, and not like Reb Shimon. You called it Reb Shimon, but that you, what you really were saying was halacha of Reb Yosi. So bottom line is, it would seem from the conclusion of this story that we do not paskin like Reb Shimon, and we paskin like Reb Yosi, like the Maaseh. And yet, Omer Tevi Berei Demori Tevi, Omer Mar Ukva Omer Shmuel, Hilchasak Reb Shimon, we paskin like Reb Shimon. Now that sounds like a non sequitur.
Right.
How could it be? We just finished saying the Gemara was being critical of the one that paskin like Halach Reb Shimon. He said, no, I take paskin fakir, the other way around. Oh, that's why Rav didn't criticize her. That's about 100% right. If you paskin like Reb Yosi, the Mukhaimai, the Masa. And now the Gemara says, Hilchasa Reb Shimon. Notice right before the word Hilchasa, there's a small little base. That small little base brings you to the top. Svar Machairim, Ein Hilchasa Reb Shimon. We take it, don't paskin like Reb Shimon. That's one way of learning. The reason why I'm pointing this out is because the Rambam and other Rishonim paskin the Feirish like Reb Yosi and not like Reb Shimon is Bachshver from our Gemara. It says Hilchasa Reb Shimon. So either they had this gear of Taka Ein Hilchasa Reb Shimon, or they Taka paskin Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon being the real Reb Yosi, but with the Ipcha, the way that he said originally Hilchasa Reb Shimon, what he meant was the Psak of Reb Yosi and the Maisa, and in that sense we paskin like Reb Shimon. But we don't paskin like Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, because we hold the Taka Abu Benoi, our apostle, the Eidus HaChodesh. Look the Mishnah. Until now we spoke about Kurva, now let's talk about Psulim because of other factors. And the Mishnah now enumerates HaMesachik B'Kuvya. Mesachik B'Kuvya means a gambler. But more specifically, Rashi says a person who throws the dice. Rashi, if you look at Rashi, it's a quarter down the Amid, Eilein Psulim, B'Kuvya. Kuvya means cubes. Chatichoy shel etzem shemesachkin be'eruvoin. Be'eruvoin means based on chance. In other words, I'm going to shoot a dice. Whoever gets the larger number presumably will win. Whoever the smaller number will lose. Everybody knows there's a good chance I'll win, but there's a good chance I'll lose. It's probably a 50-50 chance. So I'm so confident I'm certainly going to win, but if I were to know that I'm going to lose, I would never have bet. I mean, I'm not crazy. I don't want to throw money down the drain. So, smachtoli kanya, v'arihen kazlonim midrabanan. They have a status like a thief. The one that takes the money based on this type of gambling is a gzela, but not min ha-toira, because the midraisa in the kari gazlan, el ha-choytim ya-ish. Person is only called a gazlan if he grabs something from somebody else. But if you don't grab it, if it's under the guise of something which is a gamble, okay, you know, we have a right to gamble our monies, so, but nevertheless, it still has a din gzela midraban. So therefore, he is posel the Avis. And similarly, Malvei Beribis. Malvei Beribis, we know about this, is Issa Diraisa, going and taking halva on interest. However, Rashi says, doesn't Nishka Diraisa? Why not Diraisa? It's in the title. If you look at the Rashi, almost halfway down, Malvei Beribis, Lav Gazlan Diraisa, who? Lemifsele Mishim Altoshis. Russia aid Leois aid Hamas dominavshe yohivle. So Avada, the Isser of Malvei Beribis is clearly an Isser Diraisa. However, the psul in terms of aid, this is not because of Gazlan Diraisa, but because of the fact that he happens to be a Gazlan Derabanan. Why is he Gazlan Derabanan? Because after all, he agreed to give the money to him. What Rashi is telling us is basically what happens if I know a person eats chazer. Does that passel him from being an aid? Not based on our Gemara. We have to look at Masech to Sanhedrin. What the Gemara is because since eating chazer, though it's a terrible isur, but it doesn't affect in Yoni Mominis. Unless the reason why he's eating chazer is dafka because it costs too much, costs too little, it's cheaper than buying kosher meat, or whatever. Exactly. Anyway.
I mean, Russia, he's a Russia. Malva Beribis is a Russia. Why are we...
A person who eats chazer is also a Russia.
Yeah, same, but an avera bein adam l'atzmo, not a bein adam l'chavero type of thing. And edus is a bein adam l'chavero type inyan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mida k'negin mida. If someone is malva beribis and they're over inyanim of bein adam l'chavero, then they are should be puzzled in inyanim of bein adam l'chavero, like edus in front of a bezdin.
Good. That's why Rashi says me nafshe yoevle. It was a willing, consensual agreement that he said, okay, I agree with you. He signed on the dotted line on the note. I'm going to go and pay you 1% a year, 8%, 10%, whatever it was. So it's not considered to be a gzela d'araisa. In terms of gzela gabit eight chamas, it's considered to be d'rabbanan. But we're not finished yet. We're going to talk about this more. Africhi yoinim. Africhi yoinim is just like you have today horse races. Here you have dove races. Which dove is going to hit the finish line first? My dove, your dove. Again, this is similar to the case of the gambling. Rashi says it has the same status, ke'en kuvya, and therefore it's also an iser d'rabban, or a psul d'rabban. And finally, soichre shvias. What are soichre shvias? People that do schoira with the payers of shvita. The Torah says, li'achla v'loy l'schoira. And therefore, if you look at this Rashi here, v'soichre shvias, oisin schoira v'payr shvias, d'rachmana amal l'achla l'schoira, ulefisha nechshedu kol elu laver al das, machmas mamoin, for money talks, and unfortunately, kashoichad ya'aver eni chacham misalat tibri tzadikim, choshdom liyos me'idam shaker al yedei mamoin vishoichad. We're going to pay the guy off to go and say false edus. You're wondering, why would anybody pay somebody to go and say false edus? We'll see Mitchum shortly in the Gemara, that unfortunately there were some very, very nice guys called Baisusim, and these Baisusim wanted to go and cause all types of tzoris when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, we'll see why, and therefore they would pay people off to go and say false Eidus.
So,
yes?
It's just the theory of why, I forget, I'll hold the question.
Good. And the Mishnah finally answers, or finally adds on one more category, and that's the category of Avodim. Now, why are Avodim posel? Because Avodim are hukshuli isha, and therefore, just like a woman is posel to go and say edus, so are Avodim posel to say edus. Why are women posel to say edus? Because it said in the posel, the amdu anoshim. Anoshim means men when it comes to litigation, and you now need Edim, who are Noshim, it's the men that are qualified or competent, but not the women.
What's Uksha mean?
Huksha, huksha means a hekish. Hekish means the two are compared, one
assimilated
to the other. Juxtaposed one next to other in the same pasuk or based on Gzeira Shava. What's the Gzeira Shava over here? It says by Avodim Echushli Nitallah, and says that that's the Gabi Avodim. The Gabi women, it says the cause of law, Sefer Krisus, and then law one from the other, to go and tell you that Avodim have the same dinim as women. And so therefore, just like women are disqualified from being Edim, Avodim are also disqualified. That's clearly D'oraisa. All the others we tried to fit in, D'rabban, Sarichai Shvius, Rashi also didn't give a D'rabban, he just said, they are Choshed Al-Mamayn, because they go and sell Schoira Peder Shvius. We're going to talk about this all in another moment, Rabbi Sai. The Braisa continues, the Mishnah finishes off, Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule. Call Edis she'ena ishik sheirala, any type of Edis that women are possible, afhein einin sheirala, all of the aforementioned, including specifically the avodim, are also possible law. So now the Gemara now figures, if the Zeha Klal, this Zeha Klal has come to tell you something. The Mishnah doesn't usually just say, this is the summary bottom line rule. It's telling us something. And what it's coming to tell you over here is not a ribu la suyemai, but the other way around, it's coming to tell you the mute. It's ha ishak sheirala afheim sheirala. It sounds like all of those things that ish is kosher, then they would also be kosher. Now, where do we find edus that women are kosher? Says Rashi right after the Mishnah. We do find two situations where we rely on the edus of women. Number one, when it comes to aguna, we have a woman that she says, I lost my husband, and I don't know where the husband is, this, that, the other thing. And either she or another woman comes and says, well, I saw your husband, unfortunately he passed away, I was at the Levaya, I can even repeat to you the words of eulogy that were given by the rabbis, etc., etc. We will believe the woman to go and allow this aguna to go and get married. Similarly, when you have Chas Hashem a soita means a woman who is suspected of nefarious affairs with men to whom she is not married. If she went behind closed doors with a man, and nobody knows what happened behind closed doors, so I don't know, maybe they were saying Tillim together. Maybe they were preparing for a luncheon together. They were setting up the Kiddush together. But unfortunately, maybe they were doing other things. We don't know. So, in a case we don't know, that soita, assuming that there was kina vestira, meaning that the husband warned her, don't go behind in a closed room with Yankel Smith, I don't know what's going on, there's no closed circuit camera, don't do it. If afterwards he catches that she did go behind closed doors, and we don't know, then he has to take her up to Yerushalayim. What happens if there's a woman that says, well, I know what was going on because I saw through this nook or cranny, then we believe her, and we will not take the woman up to Yerushalayim, and she will not have the din of a soita, she will be prohibited labala.
The woman is believed with is one aid, or two women is, or she's in the category of aid of eight of
women. By guna one is enough. I assume by soita one is enough too, but okay. That's not our gemara. If you look at the Rashi right after the Mishnah, Isha Ksheh Lalak, going to hide Almisus Adam, Lahasi is Ishtai. So therefore, just like a woman is believed, then all of these guys will believe. But only Gazlan did Divrayim, not a Gazlan did Arais. Why not? A woman is possible, and nevertheless, we allow her edus for purposes of the iguna and the soita, so why don't we allow even a gazan the araisa? So you have the next rashi. Le'edus ishes, a rashi latir li'inasei, we will allow any of these aforementioned to go mimeid, to be mater, the woman to remarry, in the case of the iguna. V'davka gazan de devrayem, av gazan de araisa de chotzif, Laver b'fahesia, a cousin of Reim, a hold up nick, a guy with a gun, and le'yechshira chacham le'desisha. V'av b'yechshira es eved es isha the psuli deraisa, but not a cousin deraisa. The chutzpah, laver b'er, he is not believed on anything. A person who's willing to go in broad daylight to go and hold up people, he can't believe him for anything. So from our Gemara's mashma that all the cases in the Mishnah, cousin the devrayim. That's a bit shvegas in the brain. Malvi beribis. Well, Rashi already addressed that. But what about the sreichishias? Isn't that the araisa? Isn't avodim the araisa? So for that you have a long toisis, and toisis analyzes each case and makes each case into a drabban. The first case of the mesach of the kuvi is drabbanim because that's not gzeila like Rashi said. That was only an asmachta, asmachta lekanya. So that's not a diraisa. But what about the others? So when you get to Malvi Beribis, I'm looking at the Toisis about 8 lines in. At the end of the line it says Malve. Now the next line it says Beribis. Everybody have that? Malve Beribis, we're talking about Beribis She'ena Ketsutza. What means Eina Ketsutza? Ribis Ketsutza means that you have a document, you have a known, a loan or a note that says specifically 3%, 5%, 10%. Avak Ribis, where there is no set amount of the Ribis. Since it's no set amount of Ribis, it's called Avak Ribis. What are the cases of Avak Ribis? We'll get to it when we get to Bav Metzia. But the point is, it's not a Ribis Ketsutza, it's a Ribis Eina Ketsutza, which is only Drabanan, a Philip Ribis Ketsutza, Namile Mashmali, the Inishi Surah, Kishinoisle Midatai. Anyway, that's why it has the status of Drabanan. Mafrich Yoinim is the same case as we have in Mesach and Bekuvia. What about Tzoycha Shviyas? Skip now a few lines. Tzoycha Shviyas, right next to Ben Chananu. Tzoycha Shviyas, Mayri B'Shviyas B'Zman HaZeh. Oh, Shmita B'Zman HaZeh. It's Drabbanan, not Minat Torah. It's all to Drabbanan. Avosim mit the Maisim mit the Avodim. See, Avodim, you have to go much further down in the Toysis. Now, oh, Vavodim, if you look at about 6-7 lines before the end of the Toises, Vavodim, per example, Leitani lo batum di araisa, Aval hoche istrich lemisni, to leitema kimen doi machmas aveira misli, mechrev edus achoydish, midi dehava kroivim lirib shimen. What the Toises is telling us is, Avodim, although that's a psul di araisa, that's not a psul di rabbanan. If the Torah says an isha is disqualified, an eved is disqualified, state in the Torah. But the reason why it's listed in our Mishnah, because so kedai techamene, since Reb Shimon said that the normal restrictions on Edom, such as Kroivim, don't apply over here. The Kroivim could be the nicest people. It could be Moshe and Aharon, who are the most trustworthy people in their generation, perhaps for all generations. But brothers apostle, that's the way it is. Ah, but now, according to Reb Shimon said, by Eidus HaKodesh, the rules are different, and they are kosher. So I would think this too, this Eved could be Tevi Avdoi of Ram Gamliel. The biggest tzaddik is a Ger Tzaddik, a real Erlechid, wonderful, wonderful. So I would think maybe he's also qualified, Lagabi Hilchas Eidus HaKodesh, and that's why the Mishnah throws the Eved in as well. So from Toys's Mashma, that when the Morris says, we're not referring to the Eved case, we're referring to all the others, which are Dirabonans, like Toysa said, for one reason or the other. On to the next Mishnah, final Mishnah of our Perek, and this addresses Brother Shai's issues earlier, and many of a few days ago, Legabe, how much Chil Shabbos are we talking about? Now remember, this Chil Shabbos is not a Drabonan Dikadin, this is based on a Pasuk. What was the Pasuk? We had in yesterday's Gemara, Eilu Miyadei Shema Shetikru Oysa Mikroi Kodesh, and the Gemara learned, Bimoyadam, what did the Gemara learn from that Pasuk? Ashetikru Atem, you, Bezen, are fully authorized to go and, namely, you are charged with deciding when the Chodesh is B'moyadim in its proper time. What's so important about when the Rosh Chodesh is or is not? In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, whether or not you can or you should bring these karbanas. If it's Rosh Chodesh, you got to bring the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. If it's not, don't bring those karbanas. And of course, besides that, you have the importance of Nisan and Tishrei. When is going to be Yom Kippur? We don't want Rav to have to fast every year two days. We don't want Rav Nachman to get stuck with having to fast a second day. We got to know when the new Chodesh is. And the same thing applies, of course, to Sukkot and to Pesach. So because Tikkun HaMeyadus, you're allowed to be Mechal El Shabbos. The Torah says explicitly, Ashetikri Oysam B'Meyadim, Bezdin is charged in deciding when the Chodesh is, and therefore you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah, Mishiro Es HaChodesh Ve'ini Yochel HaHalach. He can't walk that far. He lives in Tel Aviv. If he's going to walk to Yerushalayim, he's going to get there on Sunday. So, Hakenish. Malichan Oysam, he's allowed to go on a donkey. After the b'mita, and if he cannot walk, he can take him even in a bed. V'im tzudulahem. Tzudulahem says Rashi, if you have baisusim or kusim that are standing on the roads, that they want to go and confuse the chachamim, and therefore they're not going to allow him to travel to Yerushalayim, then loichim yodam makles, they're allowed to go and take along with them baseball bats to go and fend off any possible obstruction. invite the derech chayka. What happens if it's really far and you're hungry? Like can be other mezaynus and go and take and carry with them sandwiches. Shal mahalach laila v'yoyim mechalon is a Shabbos. Yoytz leid is a chodesh. We allow him a night and a day. In other words, Friday night and Shabbos day. He might only get there 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but the bezin is still open and they'll listen to him to mekadesh the new chodesh. Chalas Shabbos yoytz leid is a chodesh. And never ilmi adam shemesh chodesh me'adam. Like we said before, and that's how the Rambam paskins that any and every malacha you can be over for purposes of traveling to Yerushalayim. Of course, don't en route say, okay, since I'm allowed to go, I'm going to go and take a smoke, and he's going to light a fire and do that. And that Chil Shabbos is not necessary to get him to Yerushalayim. That's prohibited. Those things that you need for Yerushalayim, no problem. You can go and be over any one of the malachas. Had lecha bar Rosh Hashanah, had lecha bar Rosh Hashanah, had lecha bar Rosh Hashanah, zok the Mishnah. Why would the Baisusim and Kusim want to confuse matters? We'll see Mitzvah shortly on the Amid Beis. What happens if the Edom are going to appear in Yerushalayim and we are concerned about false testimony from false Edom? Why would anybody want, I can understand why a person would want to testify falsely about a real estate transaction or about a loan or about some other business transaction, but why would anybody want to go and say a fib, fake news about the Edom Zechosh? We'll see Mitzvah on the Amid Beis. We'll see it in another moment with the Baisusim. We will even send along character witnesses. And Toysis says, just like you send along these Edom and they can go and be Mechal Shabbos, the character witnesses can also be Mechal Shabbos, because otherwise the Bezin won't know.
It's a package.
It's a package. Initially, everybody was believed. You know, why should? Unfortunately, Hiskinish Loyu Mechablin, Elamin Amakirin, only those that we know for sure are trustworthy. You're wondering, why are the Baisusim? Okay, wait until we get into Gemara. Just hold the Kasha. We'll see why they had that this hang-up about the Edus HaChayish. Anyway, we get back to the beginning of the Mishnah. It says, Mishalcha Imoy Acher Lohaidai. Acher sounds like one individual. Faitimor my Acher. Ha! One person. Faitimor Bachad, me Mehemen. Would one person be believed as a character witness? Hey, you always have to be out. Pishnai Maidan, here comes up. You always need two.
And Vatanya. Two for each of the Edom.
Exactly. Vatanya, and I have a Braisa. Masa Shabahu, the Edov Imoy Lohaid Olav. You see that who? It doesn't describe who that who is, but whoever the witness on the new Levana, he brought along Edom Imoy. So you see, need two. Amra Papa my Acher Zug Acher. When it says in the Mishnah that Acher is allowed to come along, Meshalcha Imoy Acher, it means a Zug Acher, another peer. And the Morris Achan Amistavra, and that makes a lot of sense. It's logical. Why does the Mishnah say if they didn't recognize him? Him, one individual. After all, for purposes of the Edus HaChodesh, you need two Edom. Mishpat Ksivbe. Where does it say Mishpat? It's a pusik that we had earlier on. Who? Mishpat Levekeyakov. The decision of when the new Chodesh is, that's up to the Dayanim. That's a Mishpat. A Mishpat, you need two Edom. Elamai Oisai. So when it says in the Mishnah that if the Bezin was not Makir the Oisai, it means Oisai Hazug. It means if they didn't know the peer. My Acher Zug Acher. That in fact, for each one of the Edom, you're going to have a peer. Presumably, the same peer can be used for both for character witnesses. But bottom line is, Einachanami, to establish the character of any one of the witnesses, we're going to need a pair.
Don't we need a pair of witnesses to testify about the character witnesses? I mean, it's like in the Dover Sof type thing.
And he just answered your question. In the Dover Sof.
No, there's Magala. It's just he's Dover. He's a Giloy.
Number one. Number two, the people that are the character witnesses, those have to be Nikr Al Yedei Bezin. Those people have to be established. You're right, everybody has a Cheses Kashrus. But because of the Baisusim, everybody now had a cloud over his Cheses Kashrus. But two people that the Bezdin knew for sure, these are reliable people, they were qualified to be the reliable character witness for somebody else.
Not sure.
And for that matter, if the Edom that came were known to Bezdin from before, then they don't need character witnesses, only because of this Chshad. So therefore, the character witnesses, they would be people that would need Neman. Frank Dimor Bachad Lo Imam, and one is not believed. What time you have a brisa? Maisi Brem Noi Roy. Shaholach Eitzel Ho Eid Lohoyed Olov. Bishabes Beusha. This was a time when the Bezin Hagodlan, the Sanhedrin, was in Golis in Usha. So at that time, Reb Noi Roy was the character witness. Lohoyed Olov. It only says Reb Noi Roy, it doesn't say anybody else. It sounds like one is enough. So Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one, Amri Reb Noi Roy. Sad Achrona Hav Badei. The truth of the matter is, Reb Noi Roy did go to Bezin with somebody else, with Rabbi Smith, Rabbi Jones, somebody else besides Reb Noi Roy. Padle Choshele, why doesn't the Braisa mention his name? Shem Kvoyish Reb Noi Roy. Reb Noi Roy was such a towering individual. Yes, he took somebody else, a Shamus, a Gaba, along with him, also to be made. But since compared to Reb Noi Roy, he was like punished. That's why we don't mention his name. But in fact, it was Reb Noi Roy plus one other individual. Ravashi Omar, Reb Noi Roy sad achrina have beusha. Because Reb Noi Roy lit stuf about day. What the Brice is telling us is that Mais Reb Noi Roy Shaholach, he traveled on Shabbos to Usha. What about a second person? The second person lived in Usha. There was a person in Usha who knew this witness well, and Reb Noi Roy knew that other individual who lived in Usha, and he knew that the Bezin knew that other person in Usha. So Reb Noi Roy figured, I'll go as one character witness. There's another character witness in Usha. There was only one person had to go and travel on Shabbos. So what's the chiddush? The double pasha, the roy, the other person. What happens if that person who's in Usha, that Shabbos went away to a Shabbaton? He went to our convention. He went to his children. He went to his parents for Shabbos. He's not in Usha. Reb Noi Roy didn't know. I mean, there were no telephones in those days. How would he know when the person was there for Shabbos or not? Kamash Malon, that you can rely on the normal state of events. Al Pi Roy, if people are at home for Shabbos, you don't have to worry about that one of those Mir Shabbosim that he's away. So therefore, Reb Noi Roy felt comfortable in traveling on Shabbos and being mitzvah. Kiyos Ula, Amar Kitshu Liyarchem Marova. Ula came and said that they were Mekadosh the Nuchoydish in Eretz Yisrael. Now, you remember, Ula was the one that we already had on Shabbos, right, that he came and he said that they made an Eretz Yisrael, and that it was on the wrong day.
It was on Kippur, maybe all the great foods they're serving on Yom Rabbah,
etc. That was lazy. That wasn't.
I'm sorry, sir.
That's okay, no problem. I think Ula was the day before on Friday. But anyway, regardless, Ula came and told him, if you remember, he said, you and Chutzlars, you have no idea what the bracha it is that in Eretz Yisrael, that they go and make adjustments to the day of Rosh Chodesh, because it's a tremendous bracha for you. And they were asked, what was the big toiva? Because of Yarkai and Mesai. Why is it only a toiva for us in Bavel and not in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Bavel it's much hotter than in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Yerokis will wither, and Chas V'Shalom, the Mesim, Rachman Aslan, they might begin to decay. Good. Anyway, so Ula was a frequent flyer. Maybe this is the same time. So Ula, Omer, Kitchu, the Yarchem, Marava, you should know the Makadish, the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Omer of Kana, Loimi by Ula, the Gavarabahu, to Mehemon. Not only Ula, who's the great, great Godel, we believe him. I'm a Filinish. Nami Mehemon. Anybody else, we would also believe. Now, we're not going to believe him to be an aide in front of the Bezdin, except Bezdin presumably knew who Ula was, but we're saying the Inish to Alma, we're not going to believe unless we have the backup character witnesses. But here we're talking about Adis post Kiddush HaChodesh, that he's coming to tell us what the Bezdin decided. Anybody and everybody is believed. My time, anything that is Asir Ligluya, in other words, if Ula were to say, or somebody else were to say, that the Bezdin Makadosh it on Monday, and then a few people are going to arrive on a flight tomorrow, and they're going to go and say, what are we talking about? Come on, that's ridiculous. It was on Sunday, it was on Tuesday, whatever. So that's a milzavita l'gluya. The mishakri minchi, a person doesn't want to look like a fool, like an idiot, like a chakra. So therefore, he's going to go and tell the truth. Tanam yalchi bo'echad misayf oilam, not misayf, misayf oilam. The Omer kitch bez nechoydish, and that one, you can go and believe him, that what he's saying is true, because it's a milzavita l'gluya. And then after the Baisusim caused trouble. Tanur Rabbanan, Ma Kilkel Kilkel Abaisusim. What type of Kilkel were the Baisusim Mekalkel? Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us the reason why they were Mekalkel, but Rashi tells us. As you know, there was that famous Machloikis that went on for years and years, maybe generations, where the Baisusim always said that Shmuas falls out on
Sunday.
Why did a Kodesh Baruch Hu make that Shavuah should fall out on Sunday? See, Gemara says that one of the Ziknei Habaisusim came and he was Mafatfit Knegdom, and he was saying Pitputim, in other words, chattering Narisha, chirping Narisha chatter. And he said the reason is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu liked the idea of giving people a long weekend. Even today they talk about a 3-day weekend, 4-day weekend. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said 1-day weekend, Shabbos is beautiful, but Shavuos, Kodesh Baruch Hu always wanted to give Klal Yisrael a present that should be a 2-day weekend. And that's why it says Mimachos HaShabbos, that you should always start counting from Motzei Shabbos, and then 7 weeks later, Shavuos is going to come out on Sunday, 2-day Yontif, give out.
The Masoret HaShas says both on Aleph and on Beis, Besusim, they change it to Minim.
Fine, no problem. So now the question is, what does that have to do with the Eidus HaChodesh? So if you look at the Rashi, Lahatis is a Chacham. The Rashi is about a quarter down the Amid. Lahatis is a Chacham. She'ira yoim lamed shel Adar b'Shabbos. Final day, or not the final day, the 30th day of Adar is on Shabbos. V'leinir HaChodesh v'zmanai. And none of the Edom, nobody saw the new Levana. So what's going to happen as a result? What's going to happen as a result is that it's going to be a Chodesh Malay, and we're only going to make Rish Chodesh on Sunday. If Rish Chodesh is on Sunday, that means the first day of Pesach will be on Sunday. Because Pesach is always on the 15th day, which means always 14 days later. So if Rish Chodesh is on Sunday, then guess what? Pesach will start on Sunday. And what does that mean? That they're only going to go on Sunday night, go and cut the Omer, and therefore we're going to start counting the Omer not from Motzei Shabbos, but from Sunday night, and therefore Shavuos is going to be on Monday. By Susim, or the Minim, Misav and Shehei Rioim Risha Shal Pesach B'Shabbos. They have a taiva that the Risha, meaning that the first day of Pesach should fall out not on Sunday, but on Shabbos. Kadesh Tehei Hanofas Oimer Bi'echem B'Shabbos. Hanofas Oimer means the bringing of the carbon Oimer. V'atzeres Bi'echem B'Shabbos. And therefore, since you're going to count 7 more weeks, 49 days, then Shavuos is going to come out on Sunday. L'fishein Dorishim Machas Shabbos. If anything, Machas Shabbos Breishes, that Machas Shabbos means Shabbos Breishes. Kimashvoy, like the Poshup Shab. V'sachr Shnei B'nei Odom L'hoyin Chiroz Achodish V'yoyim. So what they would do is, they would go and hire two people, Yankel Smith and Beryl Jones, and they say, you go into Bezin on Shabbos and tell the Bezin Agoda that you saw the brand new Levana, and they'll teach them what all the tricks, what to say, what not to say, blah blah blah. The Bezin will think that these guys are competent Erlich witnesses, only to find out that these are a bunch of phonies. And that's the reason why you had to have the character witnesses to go and attest that they are kosher.
But usually other is chaser, right? I mean,
yes,
it's a
it's a rare occurrence.
The fact pattern doesn't line up that in order to preempt and declare Rosh Chodesh a day early to push Shavuos to fall out on Sunday, mm-hmm. you would want to have Eidus HaChodesh early when typically Adar is 29 days anyway. So,
but can the Bezin go and announce on that Shabbos today is the 30th? And
Not without Eidus.
So I'm a Baitsusi and I want
to see. In case it would fall out that the Sunday would be Rosh Chodesh, they wanted to trigger the Bezdin to say it's on Shabbos in order to have everything in the calendar fall in their favor.
Exactly.
I see.
So these are bad guys, these guys. And therefore, Tanur Rabbana Makilku Kiklu Abisusu, and the Gemara goes and tells us something of a, it starts off very sinister, but it ends off on a bit of a comical note. It says Gemara, Pamachas Bikshu by Susan Hatis is a Chum. There was one time that they wanted to go and trick the Chachamim. Sachur Shnei Bnei Adam, and they hired two individuals. Bedalin Meyos Zuz. For 400 Zuz, 200 for each one. Echad Mishalonu, V'echad Mishalahem. Echad Mishalonu explains Rashi is that they didn't recognize Yankel Smith. They thought they can give him 200 and he'll be on their side. But really he was one of Unzira, meaning
a loyal Jew.
A very loyal Jew. And of course he's not going to say false testimony. But he went along with the game over here for the money, as we'll see in a moment. Now that he didn't want to pocket the money, but he went along with this whole ruse. And he went Ech Mishalonu, V'echad Mishalahem. And what happens now? So now they come into Bezin and they start to go and sing Eidus. Echem shalem, hey, Eidusai. First, the bad witness, he said Eidusai. And he said it perfectly, and everybody said, oh, good. The author, he left. Shalonu, then Omruloi, Emar, Ketzer, Isis, Elvan, Nunu, what did you see? Omlehem, I'll tell you what it would look like. And I'm going to tell you in great detail. I was traveling up to Maledum. As we know, even today, there's a next to Yishlaim, the place called Mal Yedumim, if it's the same place, not Reisunish. But anyway, Oila Yisef was going to Mal Yedumim for Yisef, and I saw the Nulubana. She loved it. It was crouching, Bain Beis Salam, between two large boulders. Rosh Yedum LeEgel, and the head of this Levana looked like that of a calf. Oznav, and the ears, Doimel Gdi, looked like those of a young goat. Karnav, the horns, Doimis Letzvi, looked exactly like that of a deer, venison. Uznavi Munachas Leben Yerichosev, and there was a zone of a tail that was sticking out between its thighs. Vitzatzi boy, and I looked at it, Vinirsati, and I began to tremble seeing this scene, and Vinafalti Lachorin, and I fell backwards. If you think all of this is contrived, Harry Mosayim Zeus truly Besadini, I'll show you the 200 that the Baisus had paid me to go and say this Aedis. Then you'll really believe me about all of this. Now on the surface it sounds like a bit of a joke. However, the Marsha and other Mepharshim try to find the significance in these details about the Gdi, Mit the Tzvi, Mit Yerei Chosev. Anyway, Ayin B'Marsha that gives you an esoteric explanation why he gave all of this vivid description. They said, who gave you the $200 in the Sadin to go and swear falsely? I heard that the Baisusim wanted Matachom. In other words, they let it out in a chain of emails with a what chat or whatever these things are called. Anybody want to come for $200? Amarti Eilech. I'm going to go. I didn't want two gangsters to come. I figured I would go and enlist and I'll be one of the two. Amrulai, the Chacham said, the 200 that you got from the person that hired you, you can keep those 200. Basorcha, the one that hired you, Yimtachal Omid, he's going to get Pech. Rashi says he's going to get Malkis on the Omid in Bezdin. Now, what's the reason why they gave it to Matana? Says Rashi, because the Bezdin has a Koyach Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. And since this guy was a bad guy, that he paid you the 200, we're going to take the 200. You should give the money back, because wasn't the kind of Shlichus. His Shlichus was to go and say false testimony, and he didn't. So
he did. He did say false testimony. He said nonsense. Okay. He fulfilled the Shlichus. He said false testimony. He didn't say the false testimony they paid him to.
Okay, if you think that he fulfilled the Shlichus, then you have to go to.
They litigated it for a couple years.
Exactly. Anyway,
it's not $200. It's a year's income. It's a poverty level amount. It's
right. But Tom Joseph was ready to give a suba.
Right, exactly. It's a year's income.
For $43,000.
Right, like $50,000. Everybody, Fiske said like $50,000.
Okay. Bottom line is, Hefke Bezdin Hefke, they said you can keep the $50,000, you don't have to give it back. And the Soichre, Ibn Techal Omri, is going to get Pech, Boise Shoh Eskinu. At that time, they do it Masakin, Shri Makabim, Element of Makirin, only Edom that we know, or they have backup character witnesses. Zok the Mishnah. It's not that from the very beginning they used to go and send Shluchim out to Chutzlaritz to advise them of the Nuchaydish. Initially, they did something which was much more economical. What was that? What they used to do is, as we'll see in the Mishnah, there were a series of mountains that led from Yerushalayim all the way to the Golus, and they used to go and make bonfires on the top of the mountains to indicate that the Bezin was Mekadish, the new Chodesh. Birishoyinu Masiyin Masuris. Masiyin Masuris, the Gemara is going to tell us, means making a fire. Mishakilku HaKusim. When the kusim started causing trouble, could be these kusim, the same thing as the baisusim, the same thing as the minim, same thing as the tzedoikim, same thing as all of these bad guys. Now what means that mishakilkalu? Kilkalu means that they wanted to go and, for instance, getting back to our situation with Lamed Adar, when it appeared to be that Pesach is going to fall out on Sunday, and Shavuos therefore is going to be on Monday, and therefore we're only going to go and send up the fires after Kiddush HaChodesh, they would send it earlier to go and show that the Bezin was already Mekadosh HaChodesh before, and since the Bezin was Mekadosh HaChodesh before, so then Pesach is going to fall out on Shabbos, and then Shavuos will fall out on Sunday, and they'll have their great two-day weekend.
So they would do the fires even on Shabbos?
They would do the Matzah Shabbos. So Matzah Shabbos indicated that they were Mekadosh HaChodesh
on Shabbos. Okay.
Exactly. Michigan Rakusim is going to shoot Shluchim Yoitzin, that your Shluchim should go out, so we shouldn't have this fire business. Ketarimasima says, what would they do? May the end, Klunsoy Shel Erezahruchin, Mekonin Vati Shemin, and Oidishal Pishton, Bekoyach Mimishicha. They would go and take all of these flammable things. The Klunsoy Shel Erezahruchin means a pole made out of Erez, made out of cedar wood, Aruchim, which are long. Presumably the reason why they want them long, so that it should be like a flagpole, so people should be able to see the fire from one mountain to the next mountain. They had these long, long woods, and as well as they had Konam and Asishem and Oishul Pishton, flammable materials, the Karech Meshicha, they would go and take a string around it, Va'oil Roshahar, they'd go to the mountaintop, Meitzis Behena Sa'ur, and they would go and put the fire on, Umoiluch Umaybi Umalu Umoyda Chihuroya Eschavera Chihuroya Kane. So he would be Moilich Umaybi Malu Moil. What's Meitzis? Means he would go and light the fire from top to the bottom, from all sides, to make sure that it was a real strong fire, that you could see it from afar, not just a lowly fire, but a real big, heavy-duty fire. Until you would see Reish Chaveshu, Oisekim Reish Shahar, he would be busy with that fire until he sees his colleague on the next mountain. The next mountain could be a mile away or 5 miles away, depending on, of course, the location of the mile of the mountain and the location of how far your vision could see. Anyway, so he would continue being busy with that fire until he saw the next fire being lit on the next mountain, Harasheni, Mekayin Barosh Harashlish, and so on and so forth, the third one, the fourth one, Omeayin Hoyu Mesir Mesuais, which was the first mountain, Mehara Mishka, that's Harazesim, that's right next to the Beis HaMikdash and the Bishop Sargozes, so that would be the first one that they would put the fire on, and then the next one would be Sartava, and from Sartava they went to Grufina, and from Grufina they went to Chavran, and from Chavran they went to Beis Baltzin, and from Beis Baltzin they went to Beis Odom Misham, El Moiduch, Maybe Mal, El Moidach, Yeroya, Kola, Goyle, Fonav, a whole bunch of mountains until into Golis they could see into Bavel that it was like this big bonfire going, a stream of bonfires going after the other. Now we started the Mishnah saying Masi and Masuj. We said that means making bonfires. My Masha and Masi and Lishri Yikardu. How do you know it means a bonfire? This is in the Pasuk. Vayseim Dova Anoshev Umitargeminon Vo'oigdinon David. He uses the Pasuk Vayisoim, a Lashon of Masi and Masuj. And the Targum is Vo'oigdinon, which is a Lashon Moikit. That means a fire. So we see from this that Masim Masuis means to make a fire. And Yetshim will continue with a fiery explanation of Yetshim tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.